Today on the Trend Out Loud podcast.
All right. As you guys can tell, I'm super excited about this story. This is the music geek in me coming out. What up? It's your boy Trend Out Loud and I'm back with another episode. All right. I got a good show set up for you guys today. I know I always say that, but trust me, I got a jam-packed, crazy show for you guys today. All right. I got three lead stories. We're going to talk about Jay-Z, Beyonce, and Erykah Badu. Trust me, you want to tune in for that. Then we got Funny Marco and Bobby. Then we're going to jump into Candace Owens being on The Breakfast Club. Then we're going to jump into quick news. Three more officers have been sentenced in a court case. I'm going to get into that. Then we got Joe Budden and Donald Trump. Kamala Harris calls out Donald Trump. And then Jeff Bezos' wife donates over $500 million. That's in quick news. Then we're going to jump into speed news. We're going to talk about Robert De Niro, Larsa Pippen, Offset, Angel Reese, Sukiana, and Power Book Ghost. Then we're going to jump into question of the day. I got a really good question of the day. If you were to master one instrument, what would it be and why? And then we're going to close off the show, as we always do, with a little bit of sports news. We're going to talk about Trae Young, Draymond Green, and LeBron James. Y'all know what time it is. Turn your TVs, devices, and your radios up. I'm about to start this show. Let's go. Erykah Badu asked Jay-Z to ask the Beehive to stop coming after her after she reposted Beyonce's picture seemingly comparing Beyonce's look to hers. Erykah Badu quotes, "You're gonna let this woman and the Beehive do me like this." All right, as you guys can tell, I'm super excited about this story. This is the music geek in me coming out. You're talking about the legends of our industry. Beyonce, Jay-Z, and Erykah Badu. We all know that Beyonce dubs herself as the queen. We call her the Queen Bee, right? If there is anybody on the planet, on the music planet, that could test Beyonce as a queen, the only person, actually the only two people in this music game, Erykah Badu and Lauryn Hill. And Erykah Badu has taken Beyonce's picture for her Cowboy Carter album cover and reposted it and said, "Listen, she is seemingly looking like me out here." She didn't say all of those words, but she literally reposted the picture, Beyonce's picture that kind of looked like her, and she put like HMMMMM. And the online community went crazy with it. Like, everybody is like, "Wow, is Beyonce channeling her inner Erykah Badu? Is Erykah Badu calling shade? Like, what is going on?" Anybody who's in the music industry, you understand what I'm talking about. And if you're not, please just accept my excitement as the music geek in me just loving this. There's nothing to this story. It's not like any beef that's brewing between Erykah Badu and Beyonce. It could even be a marketing gimmick. I'm going to go as far as to say that, because literally in 2024, anything is possible in terms of promotion. But I will put this picture on my YouTube page. For those of you who are listening on the radio or on podcast platforms, go to my YouTube page. I'm going to put up the picture. Beyonce does look like she is channeling her inner Erykah Badu for this country album. And that could be where this is coming from, because I don't think Beyonce was purposely channeling Erykah Badu, because this is a country album. Yesterday, I spoke about this where I actually read her whole statement where she was talking about the origins of country music and how it took Beyonce 5 years to build this album and how she went to the origins and the history of everything. And Erykah Badu is not a country artist. So I don't understand why Beyonce would actually do a photo shoot looking like Erykah Badu. So I think this was probably unintentional. I don't think that she meant to channel her Erykah Badu, but Erykah Badu is such a queen out here that maybe this was just Beyonce thinking, "Listen, I just want to do a photo shoot and try to look fabulous. And she's putting on these braids and putting on this hairstyle because, like I said, Erykah Badu, if we could have two queens, if we could have three queens in this R&B and hip-hop family, it would be Beyoncé, Lauryn Hill, and Erykah Badu. Some would argue that Beyoncé shouldn't even be in this category when we're talking about this level, that maybe Beyoncé might not be in there because she's very commercial, where Lauryn Hill and Erykah Badu are not. I digress. I'll leave that to my real music heads, but whoo, this is amazing. I hope this doesn't turn into anything more than it is. I hope it's really just Erykah Badu maybe just making a joke. I don't know why she would call out Jay-Z to say, Jay, don't let the Beehive come after me, because Jay-Z has nothing to do with this, but it is Beyoncé's husband. So, woo, I don't know, man. Like I said, I'm excited about this story. I don't know where it's going to lead. A lot of people are actually in a comment section being like, I don't know what's going on. So I'm very early on this. We'll see what this brings to fruition. Maybe it might come into something more. Maybe it might just die out. But for those of you who are confused and who has seen this on Instagram, it is Beyoncé promoting her act two of Cowboy Carter. That's the name of it. Her act two is Cowboy Carter. The first act was Renaissance. I told you guys about it yesterday. I'm very, very excited about this album coming out. We have 10 days, well, now 9 days, maybe 8 days to the launch. It's actually coming out March 29th. I'm very excited about this. Maybe this is part of the rollout. Maybe this was just an oops and Beyoncé just thought this was a really cool hairstyle. You guys let me know what you think. Go to my YouTube page, Trend Out Loud. Comment below. If you're listening to this on CFQR600.com or on your radio, send me an email, trendoutloud@CFQR600.com. Let me know what you guys are thinking. Is this Beyoncé accidentally having a hairstyle and looking like Erykah Badu? Is this done on purpose? Is this a marketing scheme? What's going on? Everybody in the comment section, everybody is lost. But for the real music lovers, for the real music heads, i.e. me, I'm happy that Erykah Badu is even in the conversation with this Beyoncé rollout. I don't know what's going on. I'll let you guys know tomorrow if this turns into something more, but I'm excited. I'm so excited. I'm actually going to play a Beyoncé song and an Erykah Badu song. If you guys are listening on CFQR600.com, we're going to play Beyoncé and Erykah Badu. For those of you who are listening on podcasts and YouTube, we are now on the radio. Listen to the music that I play on this podcast at Trend Out Loud. And yeah, I'm excited about this, as you guys can tell. Spare me for 1 second and let me just geek out for a second. Erykah Badu, Beyoncé, Jay-Z, this is amazing. I'm here for it. Shout out to the queens, man. Lauryn Hill, Erykah Badu, and Beyoncé. Let's go. All right, in our second lead story, Bobby Afloff gifts Funny Marco $25,000 for helping her career get started. Excuse me if I'm pronouncing her last name wrong. It's A-L-T-H-O-F-F, Bobby Afloff. Sorry if I'm pronouncing it wrong. Anyways, Bobby was on Funny Marco's podcast, Open Thoughts. If you're not following him, follow him on YouTube. Again, these are two huge content creators. I know this is still an open, I know this is still a new concept to some of you guys out here. But for those of you who don't know, Funny Marco is killing it out here. Every podcast or YouTube he puts out, it gets over 1 million views. And Bobby is, they say, is kind of like that she kind of like copied Funny Marco. And Funny Marco has had Bobby on his show, I think it was like maybe a year or so now. And then this is kind of like what kicked off Bobby's career, quote unquote. So it was funny to see the two of them back together again. And they have this very like dry, sarcastic humor that is, it's not actually, just to be transparent, it's actually not my style of interview or even my style of content. It's not something that I digest. However, I do 100% respect it, but it's very kind of just very like dry humor, right? So to see the both of them together, like both of them having like this dry humor, their interviewing style. Like when they interview somebody, it's like, I don't really know who you are. Tell me who you are. Why are you important? So Bobby has interviewed Drake, Shaq, Offset, etc. And it was nice, I guess, kind of like a full circle moment. Bobby came back to Funny Marco's podcast and was like, hey, people have been saying out here that I am like you or I've copied your style. So she quote unquote gifted him $25,000 in cash. I actually have a little clip. You hear it here and listen to how dry their humor is. You'll hear it in this clip.
I just wanted to repay you. I want you to count it.
Why you give it to me though?
Because you helped me. I'm giving you a present.
Yeah. So anyways, like I said, shout out to both of them. It's not necessarily my version of what I quote unquote find funny or my content, but I digest, but I have mad respect for both of them. They're both doing amazing things out here. And Bobby has been getting a little bit of hate out here actually for the past, I don't know, I would say month or so, with her interview with Drake, and a lot of people are kind of pulling back. So what I think this is that Bobby probably called up Marco and was like, hey, can I just come in and check in with you so I can maybe kind of get solidified again? That's just my take on it. I don't know what it is. The $25,000 between the two of them, that is no money. So that was clearly just staged, but whatever, the two of them are coming back. It's they have their own lane. Like I said, it's not my lane, but they have their own lane. And some people find it really very funny and very entertaining. I'm the type of podcaster or YouTuber that I want to know the actual information and I want to kind of dig deep in the people that I interview. They want to stay for surface level and do comedy. I love it. You know me. I'm a big supporter of any content creators, podcasts, or YouTubers. But it was nice to see them back together again. And I'm interested to see if Bobby will be able to continue her reign out here. And maybe this kind of like solidifies her again. And Funny Marco saying like, you know what? Like, I don't feel like you copied me. I feel like we're both individual and we both do our own thing. We have some similarities, but I don't feel you copied me. And I think that's what Bobby wanted to get out of this of like, I'm not copying Funny Marco. I am me. He is him. We both do our own individual things and, you know, take us for who we are. So let's see if Bobby's career will continue. We all know that Funny Marco is going to be continuing out here. He's already solidified, but let's see what's going to happen to Bobby after this podcast. Let's see if people accept her back into our fold as content creators. All right. And our third lead story, Candace Owens is going to be on The Breakfast Club. This is crazy. Again, this is the second time I'm geeking out here. I am a huge fan of The Breakfast Club. You guys, for my loyal listeners, you guys know I literally quote The Breakfast Club at least 3 or 4 times a week. It's one of my favorite shows to digest. I swear I get a lot of my information from. And Candace Owens is very alt-right. And I told you guys a couple of weeks ago that her and Joe Budden have a podcast coming out. Joe Budden has decided to put it behind a paywall and it's on his Patreon. So if you're not on his Patreon and paying for his Patreon, you're not hearing the interview between Candace Owens and Joe Budden. But now Candace Owens is going to be on The Breakfast Club. By the time you guys are hearing this, the interview might be out or might not have been out. When I'm recording this right now, the interview is not 100% out right now. So I don't have the information to tell you about it, but on the next podcast, I will definitely be dissecting this interview and giving my breakdown of exactly what's going on. For those of you who don't know, I always try to like give you guys the background. Candace Owens is a black female, super alt-right, Donald Trump supporter. But like I was saying to you guys a couple of weeks ago, I feel like Candace Owens is trying to try to get a little bit more of the urban black audience to come over to her fold, to her platform. And I was very excited to see her, to see her accept Joe Budden's interview to be on her podcast because Joe Budden is a legend out here in the podcast community, in the content creator community. So for Candace Owens to talk and sit down with Joe Budden was already huge. And it was for both sides, for Candace to be open to speak to the Black community, but I think she did that purposely. But for Joe Budden to be open enough to let her into his audience was huge. But then The Breakfast Club, Charlamagne, DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, and Tez was like, hold on a second, we're going to bring her to The Breakfast Club. And you guys know The Breakfast Club is on the radio, on YouTube, there's no paywall. So I don't know, like, is this a whole push of Candace Owens saying, well, we know that she wants to be more in the urban Black community, but to be honest with you, is this The Breakfast Club saying, hey, we see Joe Budden kind of heating up out here, let's bring her on so we could totally shut down Joe Budden's podcast and he has it behind a paywall and nobody knows what's going to go on and our interview is going to be bigger? Or are they kind of like maybe just simultaneously saying, because Charlamagne and Joe Budden have been known to be cool, to be like, let's let Candace Owens into our audience, our Black audience? Because if you think between Joe Budden, Academics, The Breakfast Club, there are the three gatekeepers in the Black urban hip hop and R&B culture when it comes to, YouTube podcasters and content creators. So I'm very excited to see what's going to happen in this interview. I'm really excited to see what Charlamagne is going to say to her, the questions he's going to ask. And those are two powerhouses coming together from opposite ends of the spectrum. I'm very excited to see who is going to break who and to see if Charlamagne is going to kind of, I don't want to say back down because Charlamagne would never back down, but yeah, who's going to win in the battle? Because really that's a battle of alt-right and alt-left in the Black urban community, right? She is the poster child for right. Charlamagne is a poster child for left. And Joe Budden, I guess he's maybe more like center left. So I'm really excited to see how this is going to turn out. If you ask me, my vote is going to be Charlamagne. Like I always say to you guys, I am an honorable member of The Breakfast Club, which I'm really not, but in my head I am. But yeah, I would say that my vote is going to go towards Charlamagne, The Breakfast Club. I feel like we'll see Candace Owens kind of break a little bit down and we'll see The Breakfast Club shine in the interview. That's just my prediction. It's by the time you guys are hearing this, it's going to be out. So go to your YouTube pages or go to your podcast platforms and just Google Breakfast Club, Charlamagne the God. Well, Breakfast Club, Charlamagne, and Candace Owens. And then we'll talk about it tomorrow when it comes out. I'm excited. I can't wait. Go Breakfast Club. Go Charlamagne. Yo, Char, don't disappoint me, yo. Do not disappoint me. I am on here vouching for you, dog. Like, I have your back, man. I got your back. Go Charlamagne. Go Breakfast Club. DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious. What's up?
All right, guys, what's up? It's Candace Owens. I'm going to be on The Breakfast Club tomorrow discussing a lot of topics.
All right, that's it for our three lead stories. Let me jump into the quick news. Ring my bell. Three more former Mississippi officers have been sentenced in goon squad torture of two Black men. All right, yesterday I told you guys about this story that there was one officer, one of six officers that have been arrested in the torture of two Black men, and today there has been more sentence. Let me give you guys a little bit of the story. As of today, four of six Mississippi law enforcement officers had pleaded guilty in the torture and abuse of two Black men in January 2023, and they have been sentenced by a federal court judge. Christian, one of the leaders of the goon squad, was convicted to 40 years, while the other, Daniel, has been convicted to 17 years in prison. The ex-officers had an opportunity to speak and during a victim testimony, and they said, "Nothing I say can undo the harm that I have caused you, and I can only take full responsibilities for my actions. I deeply regret the pain and the suffering that I have caused you," speaking to the victim's family. During the sentence, it was also revealed that one of the officers has turned over a text saying that the Goon Squad has done this repeatedly and that that had led to some of the harsh sentencing. I said this to you guys yesterday when I spoke about this case, and yes, the whole case has been for sure totally horrible, but for me, that it was not only the torturing of these two black men, it was the fact that these officers named themselves quote unquote the Goon Squad, and the fact that they have been known to do this repeatedly in the urban black community is to me the most disgusting part of this case and one of the reasons why they're getting such harsh and stiff sentencing. So I love to hear this. I love to hear that the justice system is actually working for the people and not just letting officers off of cases. I said this yesterday. I have no problem with police officers. I love police officers. I know the impact that they make on the community when there are good police officers. But when there are bad police officers out here, they need to be sentenced and they need to be given stiff penalties so that the officers that are on the fence thinking that they could take advantage of people in the community will think again. So I'm happy to hear this. Yesterday there was one, now there's four, there is still two left. I will continue following this case and let you guys know the proceedings of what's happening, and I hope that the other two officers get just as stiff as sentencing. All right, in our second story in quick news, both Joe Biden and Donald Trump win Arizona presidential primary. I don't understand why we have to keep going on with these primaries. We all know that Donald Trump is a presumptive nominee for the Republican Party, that Joe Biden is the presumptive nominee for the Democratic Party. Why are we wasting people's time? Who is actually literally going out and voting? There's nobody left in the race. Like, can we just get to, let's just get to the debates. Let's just get it going on. Why are we wasting our time with all of this? We already know it's going to be Donald Trump, Joe Biden. It's the rematch that nobody wanted, but we're here now. Part of me is joking. I understand that you have to go through the motions and they have to get the delegates and they have to, I get it, but we all know who is going to be the presumptive nominees in both parties. Let's just get on with it. Anyways, I'll read you guys a little bit of the story. Although it's a waste of time, but I'll read a little bit of it to you. Joe Biden and Donald Trump take a W in Arizona presidential primary. And as Arizona is expected to be one of the most contested swing states this year because of 2020, Arizona was flipped blue for the first time in years. 20% of Republicans casted ballots for Haley, even after dropping out of the primary, while President Biden took nearly 90% of the Democratic vote. According to The Hill, in 2020, Joe Biden won Arizona by just 10,457 votes, which is a narrow margin. We'll continue to update you on more primary results as they come in. So there's your answer. This is why this is in the news, is because this is going to be a swing state come election time. So this is why they're highlighting it. Who knows what's going to happen in Arizona, but I'm anxious. I just want to know who's going to win. I wish I could press like a fast forward button and just get to November and just let me know who's going to win. Anyways, I have a prediction, but I think it's too early. I'm not even going to say it now, but I don't know. Actually, this is actually a good time to ask you guys. Let me know in the comment section below or send me an email, trendoutloud@cfqr600.com. Who do you think is going to win between Joe Biden and Donald Trump? Let me know. Let me know in the comment section below or send me an email. All right, this brings us to our third quick story. Kamala Harris calls out Donald Trump. All right, seeing that last segment we talked about Donald Trump, let's just continue. Kamala Harris tweeted out this. Donald Trump openly talks about how he is proud about overturning Roe versus Wade. He is proud that he took the right away to choose from millions of women and people in America. He is proud that young women today have fewer rights than their mothers and their grandmothers. How dare he? So I like this. Of course, this is why one of the reasons why I want to make sure this was in our quick story. This is the Kamala Harris I like. I like when Kamala Harris gets a little bit vocal out here. And this is what she needs to do. I feel like if the Democratic Party, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, if they stand a chance of beating Joe Biden and Republicans, this is what Kamala Harris needs to do. She needs to accentuate and she needs to call out Donald Trump for the things that he has done. I'm not taking a stance. I'm not saying who you should vote for or who you should not vote for. All I'm just saying is that if you are going to try, if you're out here trying to be your opponent, you need to highlight the things that they are doing that you feel like the majority of the people don't want. And I think we can all agree that the majority of the people don't like the fact that Donald Trump overturned Roe versus Wade. Now, indirectly didn't overturn it. I don't know if the word's indirectly or not, but yes, Donald Trump himself didn't overturn it, but he appointed the three justices in the Supreme Court, and now he turned the court to a conservative court, and he made sure that this was pushed towards it. So we all know in the background that Donald Trump was the person who pushed this forward. And I think these are the things that the Democratic Party need to highlight if they stand a chance. Let the people decide. Maybe some people are happy that, you know, the people that are pro-life are happy with this, but I feel like the Democratic Party doesn't do this enough, and this is what Kamala Harris needs to do. So maybe this is just the beginning. I mean, we still have, 4 or 5 months out. Maybe this is Kamala Harris heating up. I don't think the Democratic Party uses Kamala Harris enough, but maybe this is just the beginning, and we'll start actually having a fair fight, because Donald Trump calls everybody out for everything. The littlest, most minor thing that the Democratic Party does, Donald Trump calls it out, but the Democratic Party never calls out anything he does. So I love that she's doing this. Like I said, I'm not telling you guys who to vote for. We're not getting into the Trend Out Loud podcast is not getting into politics, but I'm going to highlight when somebody does something well in a battle. And I like that Kamala Harris is doing this. All right. In our fourth quick story, Mackenzie Scott, Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, reportedly donates $640 million to nonprofit organizations. All right, let me read the story to you quickly. Billionaire philanthropist and author Mackenzie Scott is out here making more money moves. Miss Mama has apparently decided to donate $640 million, to 361 small nonprofit organizations through her organization. If you recall, back in 2023, Mackenzie launched an open call application where she announced that she will be giving away 250 awards worth $1 million each. As you can see, that number has increased to over $360 million. So shout out to Mackenzie. Shout out to Jeff Bezos' wife. I have to call her Jeff Bezos' wife, because if I say Mackenzie Scott, you're not gonna know who I'm talking about. So shout out to her. She obviously got a huge divorce settlement, and she came out and said, "Hey, we're gonna give $1 million each to 250 small organizations, and that has increased to over 360 different organizations, resulting in close to over $500 million. So shout out. I love to see this. Instead of donating, 20, 30 million, I like that she's spreading out a mil to these little different places, these little different organizations. And I feel like these smaller organizations getting $1 million each is going to do a lot more than, for example, like Red Cross getting $50 million. So I love to see it. Shout out to Mackenzie Scott. All right, this brings us to Speed News, our new segment, which everybody is loving, by the way. Thank you for sending me your emails. Ring my bell. Robert De Niro, who is 79 years old and a dad of 7, is spending time with his newborn baby girl, who is 7 months old. Yo, shout out to Robert De Niro. You're setting a trend out here, man. Old men having babies. Larsa Pippen and Marcus Jordan reportedly call it quits again. Just weeks after reconciling, they're moving in different directions. This is ridiculous. I've reported on this when they were together. I reported this on this when Jordan said they didn't like their relationship. I even reported on it when they got back together. So of course, I got to report when they break up again. Marcus and Larsa, listen guys, you know me, I'm a romantic, man. I love a good love story, but I think you guys should call it quits. We all know it's pretty much over out here. Just stop all of this. It's done. It's over. Larsa, Marcus, it was doomed from the beginning. Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan were teammates. Their ex-wife and son, the relationship was doomed. Just stop it, guys. Again, I don't want to hate, but stop it. Offset is on stage staying loyal to Cardi B. Yo, I love this story. I'm going to put this video up on my YouTube channel. For those of you who are listening on the radio or on podcast platforms, go to my YouTube channel, at Trend Out Loud. Offset was on stage and a girl threw a bra on stage and he literally was unbothered by it, threw it off of it. And people are saying he just wants to concentrate on being with Cardi B. I love to see it. Like I just told you guys before, I'm a romantic man. I love a good love story, man. Shout out to Offset. He doesn't want no groupies. He just wants to go on stage, you know, sing his song, rap his songs, do his thing and concentrate on Cardi B. So shout out to Cardi B and Offset. Angel Reese shares that she is now single. She quotes by saying, "I'm just focusing on my college career. I'm focusing on school. I'm focusing on me." All right, for those of you who follow me religiously, you know I love me some Angel Reese. So I wanted to make sure we put this in quick stories. Angel Reese, I'm single, you're single, holla at your boy. For those of you who don't know Angel Reese is, she's a big college basketball player out here. Google her. This is quick story, so I can't really go into it, but Angel Reese, shout out. I love that you're focusing on your career. Holla at your boy. If you want to come up to Canada, Trend Out Loud. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
I am single, but I'm not ready to mingle.
Sukiyana reveals she won't be returning to Baddies. Ray J reveals the title of her new show. All right, I love Sukiyana. Let me read you guys a little bit of the quick story. Sukiyana shared with her fans she won't be returning to Baddies, and she shares a clip of Ray J announcing her new show. So this is a little bit reminiscent of Cardi B. Cardi B was on, I can't remember one of the shows, but she was on one of these shows that was like, was it New York? I can't remember one of the shows, but Cardi B was one of these reality shows on. It was on Mona Scott. The name is just not coming to me. But these artists that, these kind of like these young hip hop artists that don't necessarily have the big buzz goes on these shows like Baddies and New York Housewives and Housewives of Atlanta or whatever. And then once they feel like their platform is kind of growing, they get off the show, go on their own show, and then go on to mainstream. So I love Sukiyana out here. Sukiyana, Sexy Red. You guys know I always talk about both of them. So shout out to Sukiyana. I have actually never watched Baddies. I don't know if I'll watch the show. It's not my kind of thing. Like that kind of reality kind of stuff is not really my thing. But for those of you who are into that kind of reality series, make sure you support Sukiyana because she is dope. I love Sukiyana. All right. And our last speed news. Power Book Ghost star Gianni speaks on the show being canceled by Starz. We broke all the network records. It's crazy that they canceled us. All right, so this is the third or fourth day that we have going on out here that a lot of the stars that are on Power Book Ghost are like, we didn't know the show was going to be canceled, and they're really surprised. Knowing 50, this might be part of the marketing, or it could just be that they're really upset that it's canceled. But we'll see what happens out here. I talked to you guys about this a couple of days ago. Starz has canceled Ghost. The Starz CEO came out and said, it's too expensive once it gets to the third and fourth season because you have to start paying those the lead actors more and more money. He would rather take one or two characters, do another spin-off, and then start a new show because it's 50 or 60% cheaper. I don't know how I really feel about that. These are people who are working really hard and bringing people to your network. So the fact that you're firing them, taking one out, and keep on making spin-offs, it's a little bit dirty. But at the same time, you guys know I'm fair. I always like to try to see both sides. Business is business. And for those one or two characters who get plucked out of a series and gets their own series, is making money out here. So hopefully somebody from the Ghost series gets plucked out. Maybe it's Gianni. Who knows who it will be. But shout out to the Power Universe. Not to Starz, but Power Universe. 50, you know I'm always supporting all of your shows. All right, this brings us to question of the day. If you could instantly master one musical instrument, what would it be and why? All right, let's go to the comment section. Pretty102 wrote, the piano, I love classical music. Okay, that's a boring answer. TaylorSmith82 wrote, piano because of the soft and robust melodies that I can make. Boring. Ice Pineapple wrote, since I was 9 years old, I always wanted to play the bass because I like Rick James. Okay, I'll take that one. Cocoa Butter 82.5 wrote the harp because the harpist sounds like it is just sexy. What are you talking about? Diamond Turf 82 wrote the harp because it sounds heavenly. Oh, I think that's what the other person was talking about. Okay, I feel you on that. And Real Size wrote the cello. These were really bad comments. Anyways, let me tell you guys, the saxophone is the sexiest instrument of all instruments. If I could just master it one day right away, I would love to play the saxophone. It's just sexy. It's blues. You could just, any song sounds good when it has a saxophone to it. I would love to play the saxophone. All right, this brings us to sports news. I have a crazy stat to tell you guys. Yo, Trae Young, Atlanta Hawks Trae Young, has 689 career floaters, and guess how many dunks? Zero. Trae Young has zero dunks. I thought that was a really cool stat, actually. And Trae Young says, I don't care about dunks, I care about points. So I wanted to throw that in here for you guys. For any athletes who are out there, or specifically basketball players or young basketball players, it's not about dunks, it's not about three-point shots, it's not about making anything look pretty, because a floater is not necessarily the prettiest shot out there. But you know, Trae Young scores points and he gets buckets. So I want to throw that out there. It's a crazy stat. Trae Young has zero dunks. And I understand he's mad short, but like, there's a lot of short athletes out here. Like, Steph Curry is short. I'm sure he has career dunks. It's crazy that Trae Young has zero career dunks. Anyways, I want to throw that out here. And lastly, in sports news, Draymond Green is a little bit mad at LeBron James. He came out and said, I'm a little upset that LeBron James is doing his own podcast and he still hasn't been on the Draymond Green show. I have a little clip. Take a listen.
I must say I am a little upset that LeBron James is like going on a podcast and he still haven't been on the Draymond Green show.
Anyway, I just want to throw this in to be funny, because like I tell you guys every day, everybody is on podcasts. Draymond has his own podcast. LeBron has his own podcast. And Draymond is actually getting mad at LeBron out here. I mean, not really, but yo, LeBron, go on Draymond's podcast and then bring Draymond on your podcast. Everybody support everyone's podcast out here. Support the Trend Out Loud podcast. Support Draymond. Support LeBron James. Anyways, that's it for the Trend Out Loud podcast for today. Make sure if you're on podcasts or YouTube channels, like and comment below. If you're listening to us on CFQR600.com or CFQR600 AM on your radio, please send me your emails, trendoutloud@cfqr600.com. Let me know what you thought about the show. Send me all your comments. Let me know what you thought about the music, anything, whether it's good or bad. I answer all my DMs, all my emails on social media at @trendoutloud. Holla at your boy. I'm out. Peace.
Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. It's your boy, Trend Out Loud. Peace. For more content, you could subscribe, download, or listen to the Trend Out Loud podcast wherever you listen to your podcast, or you could watch us on YouTube. Just search Trend Out Loud. For showtimes and updates, you could follow us on all social platforms at Trend Out Loud. Go to signupexpert.com/Trent. Once you sign up for all betting apps and get all your bonuses and get all your rewards, go to your app store and download BetStamp and use promo code TOL.